Sometimes you just got to go outside of normal to get a good show. Now, with that being said, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. This is a show, not show. And if you want to know the history of that, go in the archives. So what we're going to do, actually, this week, I have songs for everyone, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a bunch of songs from albums that I have purchased. Yes, I still purchase CDs. I know it's amazing, but I still do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play these CDs, and I'm going to play this music. And what I'm going to do is play two songs from a bunch of albums that I've purchased in the past two, maybe 3 years. I think I have them going back into 2005, maybe 2004. I don't know. What we're going to do, though, 2004. What I'm going to do is play a bunch of music for you, two songs from a bunch of different CDs. Hope you enjoy. The first thing I think we're going to do is, this one was recommended to me, and I actually went out and purchased the album. It's Panic at the Disco. We got a couple songs from them. I hope you enjoy. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and we'll be back.
Sit tight, I'm gonna need you to keep time. Come on, just snap, snap, snap your fingers for me. Good, good, now we're making some progress. Come on, just tap, tap, tap your toes to the beat. And I believe this may call for a proper introduction. And well, don't you see? I'm the narrator and this is just a prologue. Swear to seek it up if you swear to listen. We're still so young, desperate for attention. I aim to be your eyes. Show me boys, show me wise. Swear to seek it up if you swear to listen. We're still so young, desperate for attention. I've an announcement to make. It seems the artists these days are not who you think. So we'll pick back up on that on another page. And I believe this may call for a proper introduction. And well, don't you see? I'm the narrator and this is just the prologue. Swear to seek it up in tears, swear to listen. We're still so young, desperate for attention. I aim to be your eyes.
Continue now with our piano instrument.
right. That was Panic at the Disco. That was from their album A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. The songs were The Only Difference Between Martyrdom and Suicide is Press Coverage and Intermission. Nice some songs. They're okay, you know. And I just picked up this album last week. Wasn't that crazy about it. Everybody was telling me, you got to pick it up. It's a good album. It's good music. Not that crazy about it. The interesting thing, the next two songs I'm going to play were from The Prodigy. Now, if you guys remember, if you listen to the archive or you listen to the show enough, you know I played these one of these songs already, maybe both. And I wasn't too thrilled with The Prodigy and how they sounded. I was kind of like, you know, they kind of did maybe a 180. They went back to the way they were sounding. I got to tell you, after listening to the albums as often as I have, and I'll listen to them over and over again, I'm like that, actually, they grew on me. Very interesting. So what we'll do is we'll play that next. But I want to remind you guys, this is a show, not show. I'm your host, Trencher, recording from Studio A, you know, the old Spankwagon studio next to the water treatment plant. Hey, just want to remind you guys, we're going to be gone for, you know, a few weeks, so no live shows. Check out the site, spankwagon.net. That'll have all the information you need. And now, let's play some Prodigy from the album Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned.
Yeah. look when time leaves you. Heart right in my air balloon, skipping fast right around the moon. There's no look when time leaves you.
Nice. That was, well, the first one was Spitfire, the last one was Hot Ride. Both of those are by The Prodigy. Always outnumbered, never outgunned. So anyhow, yeah, I think that came out in 2005. Hey, you're listening to a show not show, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. You can find us online, either one of our wonderful syndicates, or at spankwagon.net. So, let's see. What we're doing today, it's a show not show, but I'm playing double hits from albums that I have purchased within the past couple years. So we're going to keep going with this theme. Actually, we got two from, well, the Gorillaz. Demon Days was the album that came out most recently. Let's go ahead and start that off.
Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast
Gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Yes, this is Spank Wagon Radio. Actually, I've been sitting here reading. What, you actually thought I did something else while I was running a show now? Show? Come on. I'm actually reading here Wizard number 177 has the 100 greatest villains ever. It's very interesting, the list going through it here. I'll read off a few. Such as, well, here we go. At number 97, Francis Buxton. Now, you may not remember the name, but if you remember the rottenest, most spoiled fat guy on Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he's the one who stole Pee-wee's bicycle, Francis. Here we go. Coming in at number 83, the French Taunter. You know, those silly cud niggets. Monty Python's Holy Grail. Oh, and right above him is Luther from The Warriors. You know, the one with the warriors. Yeah, never mind. I won't do that too much. What else do we have here? We're just going in random here. And this is actually, they're including a lot of non-comic book. A lot of non-comic book characters, such as... Oh, Bill Lumber from Office Space. Yeah. Anyhow, I should read a few more of these. Hey, number 95, Stewie from Family Guy. Not bad. He's 100 top villains. Why not? He's always trying to kill his mother, Lois. All right, so what we're going to do right now is, well, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. We've been doing a show-not show, going through a bunch of different songs. Good stuff, too. Here's what we got so far. Well, what you just listened to was Demon Days, the album from the Gorillaz. His first song was Kids with Guns, and the second one was Feel Good Incorporated. A lot of airplay on those. The next one, a lot of airplay on these as well. The White Stripes, the album is Get Behind Me, Satan. This came out in the past couple years, so we'll play a couple songs from there. Just want to remind you, this is a show not show. We're going to be doing these probably for the next couple weeks. After that, we're going to be doing, hopefully, we have it compiled the best of. If not, we'll have something. Don't worry. Again, I'm Trencher, and time for the music.
Easy when I can't do much to please you. just like a time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I woke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, one I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this. But because of my condition, I fell in love with a little ghost, and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that was White Stripes, Get Behind Me, Satan. I was doing the uhs and ahs, but then again, since this is pre-recorded, I'm recording when I should be sleeping. Keep that in mind later on when I get tired, like real tired. Hey, going through that list of 100 baddest villains compiled by Wizard, the Guide to Comics, let's go for a couple more. This time, let's hit down into the 70s. Oh, here we go. Number 73, Biff Tannen from Back to the Future. There you go. Number 73, he's there. He's a badass villain, I guess. Hey, but beating him out at number 72, Tony Montoya. I don't know where his little friend ranks. His little friend's got a rank in here somewhere just higher. Anywho, so Tony Montoya is at number 72, badass villains. There's something to chew on. All right, so what we're doing right now is you are listening to a show, not show. No special title for this one yet. Not that I can think of. It's just me sitting here in Studio A doing Spankwagon Radio. Want to remind everybody, Spankwagon on Etzer's site. I think I've said that enough. I've said that once every two shows, every song or something like that. So what we got next, Modest Mouse. This album came out in 2005. Good news for people who love bad news. What we'll do is we'll play Float On and Bury Me With It. And by the way, Blue Orchid and Little Ghost was what we just played from the White Stripes. Their album, Get Behind Me, Satan. So let's get on with the muzak.
you worry, we're all flown on. We're
all right.
Flown on. Nothing was hurt, but I probably really should have been at work. But if my free time's gone, would you promise me this, that you will pay?
Still Spankwagon Radio, Show Not Show. Kind of the doubles on Show Not Show. This is the twofer Show Not Show. I don't know. Got to think of a name for this, because when I go ahead and throw it up in the archive and throw out the podcast, I got to be able to call it something, you know? Hey, let's go down that list again. We've been going down the top 100 super villains. Hey, let's start up with the 60s here. Number 64, Syndrome. From The Incredibles, you remember he was the bad guy there. Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Well, the whole damn trilogy, basically. And, here's one I didn't expect. At number 60, Judge Doom, played by Christopher Lloyd in the film Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So there you go, some more villains. 50s looks like they have some pretty good villains as well here. So, hey, anyhow, you are listening to the greatest radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher. This is Spank Wagon Radio. Like I said, it's a double-up show-not-show. where we've got two songs from an artist from a CD that I've purchased within the past year. I'm glad no one put out like a two-disc deal, otherwise that'd be four songs. So here's what we're going to do right now. We just finished up Modest Mouse, good news for people who love bad news. First song was Float On, the second one was Bury Me With It. Right now we got Beck, looks like Guero, G-U-E-R-O, I don't know. I can barely do English, hell if I'm going to try Spanish. So why don't we play these two songs next, and we'll be back in a bit. I just want to remind you again, you are listening to a special show, and actually next week I'll have another one ready for you, ready to go. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I have an idea, and it's probably going to be a weird show, because I kind of like those weird shows. So what we'll do right now is continue playing with Beck off of his Guero CD. Came out 2005, I believe. I don't know. Anyhow, these songs are 2004 to 2006. So within the past couple years, these have come out. And these are all from CDs that I have purchased. So we know that this is legitimate music. I am paying for my music. Therefore, you'll get to listen to my music that I paid for free. But someone still got paid. Remember that. You don't have to feel guilty about this. Don't let the RIAA try to make you feel any guiltier than they already do. It's sort of like, you know, the Catholic Church. Never mind. So anyhow, Beck.
Trash to the garbage around you. I won't
Looking for my place on the zip of the lines. Fake prizes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hacked up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the discos. Bank notes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your positions. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Duck, don't look now, company missiles. Power is raunchy, rent the cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche, wasted, hate, taste, tested.
Yes, not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, not turning it on, I'm working my legs. Hell yes, not calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, not cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back the track. Collapsing the laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to a sign of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, color book of home any crisis. Profundity idols, rewriting the Bibles. The magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes, not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, not turning it on, I'm working my legs. Hell yes, not calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, not cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. That was two from Beck. Guero was the CD that it's from. E-Pro and Hell Yes. So what I'm going to do right now, remind everybody, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and we'll go over our villain list here in just a minute, or just maybe after the next two songs. What I wanted to point out, though, and it dawned on me, is when we return back to doing a live show after our nice little summer break, our end of season, if you will, it's going to be our second year anniversary coming out of the LV Rock Studios. So to think, you know, within 6 years, we've gone from Studio A, which was my house, Studio B, which is Claude's apartment, the Kitchen Stadium, Claude's apartment, and into a real studio, which is kind of nice. It's always nice to see Spank Wagon grow and change, and things happen. That's always really cool. Want to say big thank you to a lot of people out there who do listen to us every week and who chat with us live. As you know, with this being a show not show, live chatting isn't quite all that easy because I'm not really in any studio and I'm not chatting live. This isn't a live show. Wonderful bit of pre-recorded goodness. So anyhow, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna continue with the next two songs here. This is an album that I picked up. Didn't know who they were. Been listening to one of their songs on the radio. Quite a bit lately, actually, and liked it a lot, so I just took a gamble. Haven't heard much about what other people are saying about the album. Whatever people say I am, that's what I'm not, is I believe the album title. Yep, and it's Arctic Monkeys. Really good songs from them, so what I'm going to do is play these two songs. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be right back.
can have six in. If not, we'll have to have two. We are coming up at our end, aren't you? So I'll get one with you. I won't let us have six in, especially not with the food. He could have just told us no, though. He didn't have to be rude. You see her with the green dress. She talked to me at the bar. Well, I can miss her many £2.50. We've only gonna buy a yard. Didn't you see she were gorgeous? She was beyond belief. I put this lad at the side, drinking this man of ice, came and paid for a tropical reef. And I'm sitting going backwards, and I didn't want to leave. I said it's a green mate, buy a Hillsborough, please. Well, how funny was that sketch earlier, up near that taxi rank? Oh no, you would have missed it. Think it was when you went to the bank. Shouting, oh, we're next in the queue. The kind of thing that seems so silly, but not when they both had a few. Oh, well, calm down, temper, temper. We just shouldn't get so annoyed. Well, you're acting like a silly little boy. They wanted to be men and do some fighting in the street. They said, no surrender, no chance of retreat.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, this is Spank Wagon Radio with a Show Not Show double up special. Alright, what we're doing this week is playing two songs from a CD that I have purchased, and I hope you enjoyed it. That was the Arctic Monkeys, the album's Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. Actually, one of those albums that I just picked up out of the blue, and it was a really good album. Very much, it pleased me more than, let's say, the Panic at the Disco, because people were telling me it was good, but I didn't like it as much. What I got right now is an album I bought. Boy, this is definitely stretching the 2-year rule out. This is Beastie Boys, To the Five Boroughs. Doesn't need much more introduction now, but you know what? I did promise some more super bad guys. Under the Wizard Guide to Comics Top 100 Villains. Well, we're in the 50s right now, and we're looking at a couple of them from the 50s. Here we go. Number 57, Principal Ed Rooney. You know, the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And if you're too young to know Ferris Bueller's Day Off, dude, go rent it. It's one of those really good movies of the 80s. You know, one of the ones that are iconic almost. Here we go. Here's another good one. One I didn't expect to even see on the list. Number 48. Oh, I'm sorry. I just bumped ahead. We'll get that in a minute. Hey, number 53, Cobra Commander. Let's keep in the 50s for a bit. Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe. So there you go. There's a couple from 50. Hey, 51, Catwoman. And we mean the comic book character, not the really shitty Halle Berry movie. So with that being said, I'm looking at the clock. Wow, we're just a little over halfway through the show. I've got two songs here from the Beastie Boys, the album To the Five Boroughs. Check it out.
Oh, what are you saying?
All you Trekkies and TV addicts, don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in the fucking house, grab your back street friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches, grabbing with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire, I snatch it off with the needle nose pliers. Black kids will overhaul with the U-Bones you've never seen before.
Riding in the glazing,
that's all key, you know what you're paid. No better than you, except when I rap, so I guess it ain't true like that, girl, and you just don't stop.
abracadabra. In the whip, I'm going to cruise past ya. Your money, don't jump yourself. Put that shit back on the shelf. Back brains blazing, you out of phase in. The crew's amazing. We're working on the record, y'all, so just stay patient.
Check it out.
To the greatest internet radio show ever, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Now, I promised you a few more of these villains, top 100 villains, as according to Wizard, the guide to comics. Let's see, where were we at? We were in the 50s, and I accidentally almost teased a 48. Oh, yes, number 48, Iago from Othello. That's the one that threw me off. These guys, you know, they must obviously read their classical literature, or they've seen the movie. Oh, well. Hey, number 45, Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, only to be beat out by Godzilla, the classic Godzilla, not that new one from, you know, where he was in New York. The one they've been using for those Dorito commercials, which I always thought was a little weird. Godzilla eating Doritos and being beaten by Doritos. But hey, when you got to do product placement and you have tons of extra crap footage, Why not? All right. So, hey, looking at the list here, we've got, The Bravery. And by the way, the last two were Beastie Boys, To the Five Boroughs. Up next, though, is The Bravery with their self-titled debut album, The Bravery. So why don't we go ahead and hop onto that. By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Trencher. And this is a show not show. Should I call it a double up or a double down? Ooh, double down. There you go. Hey, you're listening to a show not show double down special, where we play two songs from CDs that I've purchased in the past couple years. Now, you may wonder, what's the significance of that? Why a big deal over two CDs I've purchased? Well, you see, obviously it's the eclectic music, different music. Now, I wouldn't say super eclectic. You know, we haven't broke down and played any country or anything like that, or any rap or hip hop or R&B. But these are all albums that I've owned, that I do own. So I think I'm making a big deal out of nothing, but I'm making a big deal of the fact that I'm playing music that I have paid for. Just kind of to spite the RIAA. I'm still not comfortable with, like, doing things through iTunes. That's just me. So I go out and actually buy the CD and then rip it and never play the actual physical CD again. But that's okay, because I own it. It's mine. It's in my possession, and it's on my CD rack. Oh, excuse me. Got a burp there. But, you know, I'm starting to preach a little. So what we're going to do right now, play a couple songs from The Bravery, self-titled debut album, The Bravery. These guys, very, very pleasantly surprised. Actually, when I picked up their CD, or watching their video back when MTV2 was still playing videos, notice how they've quit playing videos too, huh? Funny how that works out. The Bravery, though, had a great video, and it really was the song, I don't know, definitely a retro and, you know, how they sounded, and that really turned me on, if you will, because I love the retro stuff. What can I say? All right, enough of me. Let's get to the music. Honest Mistake, followed by public service announcement from The Bravery, self-titled debut album, The Bravery. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us officially online at our home site, spankwagon.net. There we have the forum, the chats, and you can be our friend, which will actually matter sometime once we start kicking into the live shows, and I'll explain more in detail just a little later. What we just listened to was The Bravery, self-titled debut album, The Bravery. An Honest Mistake was the first song. Public Service Announcement was the second song. Now, what we've been doing, just to kill a little bit of time in between these songs, is I've been reading some top 100 villains, according to Wizard, the guide to comics. I think we just passed a couple over in the 40s, so let's cover two of them in the 30s. Coming in at number 35, Roddy Piper. Yes, Hot Rod, Roddy Piper. He comes in at number 35. This is his classic days back as a WWF heel. Yes, I said F, not E. Classic days. Coming in at number 33, Tony Soprano. I think we all know the HBO series, The Sopranos. And coming in at 32, beating him off. Wait a minute. Let's rephrase that. Beating him in the list. I told you earlier, I'm going to get tired, and that's when the stupidity starts. Tony Soprano. Gets beat by Hans Gruber from the Die Hard. You remember the first Die Hard film, the terrorist there. And number 31, Grand Moff Tarkin. You know him as the other guy on the first Death Star, Star Wars, New Hope. Or Star Wars, regular Star Wars, if you're old enough like me and don't remember that they actually had to give a subtitle to it. Looking at the next couple songs I have going on here, this is from an album called Bumblebees 81. The group is called Prince. P-R-I-N-T-Z. It's a CD I purchased for my wife, actually, because she liked the song that we're going to play, the first song of the two we're going to play, called Pony Ride. She saw it on, again, MTV or Muse or Fuse or whatever they called the video music stations now. But the first song was Pony Ride. She liked it. I bought the CD. The rest of the CD was okay to me. So I grabbed another song I thought was pretty good. With that being said, I'm trying to just look at my clock and time it out. So what we're going to do right now, play the next two songs. This is from Prince. Album is Bumblebees 81, Pony Ride, and then Brooklyn. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, Show Not Show, Double Down episode, where we play two songs from albums that I've purchased in the past couple years. I think I already explained the significance of that, so I'm not going to do that again. Hey, we're going to a list of 100 greatest villains. I think we're in the 20s, so why don't we start 29, T-1000 from Terminator 2. Hey, here we go, number 27, Hillbillies, you know, squeal like a pig from Deliverance. Number 24, Agent Smith from The Matrix. So those are some pretty good villains. Hey, we're finally starting to get into some comic book villains like Thanos and Red Skull in the 20s, so that's always nice to see. And that's from the Wizard Guide to Comics 100 Greatest Villains Ever and where they rank. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Don't forget our official site, spankwagon.net. You can check us out online there. We've got, of course, the forums and the MySpace and all the different stories and stuff. And hey, I'm even working, and you'll be first to know this, I'm trying to work on getting a site update, something a little fresher, because the current site we've been running for the past 2 years. Matter of fact, we launched that before we launched, or as in conjunction with launching at the studio and kind of giving the whole show a nice big refresh. But what we're doing right now is we're refreshing it again because, you know, times change and I think needs change and we need to update the website. So with that being said, keep your eye open for that. Of course, spankwagon.net is always going to be there. Don't panic or don't fret. All right, moving on. The next song, actually another one of these self-titled albums, but this isn't a debut by any means. This is The Cure. They released an album just a couple years ago called The Cure. So we're going to play a couple songs from there. The opening track, Lost, and Alt.End, which is both of them. You know what? The whole album was a really good album. Played it a lot. I mean, a lot. Once I got it, I listened to it dozens of times. Matter of fact, I think I got it about 2 years ago this month, if I think correctly. So there you go. Kind of another Double Down theme. So what we're going to do right now is listen to The Cure, the album, The Cure, and the songs Lost and All End. You just listened to a moment ago Prince, and the album was Bumblebees 81, Pony Ride, and Brooklyn. Not my favorite. Good, but not one of my favorites. Definitely that's the wife CD. So why don't we go ahead, one of my favorite CDs, The Cure, start off with Lost.
I can't find myself. I can't find myself. I can't find myself. I can't find myself. In the head of the stranger in love, holding on, giving up to another under fate, setting sun. And I wonder where I am. Could she run away with me? So happy and so young. And I stare as I sing in the lost voice of a stranger in love. Out of time, letting go. In another world that spins around the fog. And I wonder where I am. Could he ever ask her why? So happy and so young. Can I stay?
Hey, everybody, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Hey, we're going through a bunch of songs here. The Show Not Show Double Down episode, or Double Down special, if you will. Don't forget you can check us out online, spankwagon.net. What you just listened to is The Cure, their album that came out a couple years ago, The Cure. Lost and Alt.End was the most recent, or the two songs I chose to play from that album. What we have here, of course, we're just kind of killing a little bit of time in between the songs. The biggest villains, 100 biggest villains, according to Wizard, the Guide to Comics. Looking through them here, I think we just got done with the 20s. Let's go into the teens. So let's see. Hey, we finally got some comic book ones. I said that a little earlier. They're finally starting to collect up here. 18, Galacticus, who is the world eater in the Marvel Comics series. Primarily Fantastic Four, but he's around most of them. Also, Magneto from the X-Men comics, number 17. Number 14 was one I was very pleased to see. Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street series. You know, the Dream Warrior. And, of course, Sauron from the Lord of the Rings. So we got two Lord of the Rings. You know, coming in, it's not quite teens, but it's number 11. I was a little weird by this, but Darth Vader, number 11 in the list. I don't know. I would have figured he would have placed a little bit higher than number 11. Hey, maybe that's something we can all talk about in the forums. I don't know. Use the forums. Gotta use the forums. Hey, all right, what we're going to do, two more songs coming up. This one's a little different now. I've purchased every CD except for these two songs. They weren't purchased, but they were absolutely free online from DJ BC and the Beastles. The songs are actually covers, or excuse me, remixes, or however you want to call them, mashups, of Beatles and Beastie Boys. So it looks like between that and the other Beastie Boys earlier, and even a little bit of the Bumblebees, I have been playing some hip-hop, so there you go. I'm starting to hit the eclectic swing. The two songs are Belly Moving and Lovely NYC. Now, what you got to do is listen closely, because it'll be a great mix of the Beatles and of the Beastie Boys. It's really weird how those two groups really do go together very well, and I've got a lot of songs in my computer that I've downloaded, free, of course, legally free, that actually really do rock. So, hey, what we're going to do is play those right now. Hope you enjoy. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
They should legalize drugs. That is a fact.
Who got damn?
The
criminal
who I am.
Yeah, where have you advertising, no orchestrated PR, no votes on a reality TV show, and a lot of internet hype.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, Show Not Show, Double Down Special. Those two songs were from DJ BC and the Beastles. The album, or I guess the release, is called Let It Beast. Belly Movin' and Lovely NYC are the two songs. Hope you enjoyed those mashups. Coming up next, actually, let's do this. Two songs from the Franz Ferdinand CD. It's their second release, actually. You could have it so much better. We'll play that. Hey, but first, we're still going through that list of 100 greatest supervillains, according to Wizard. Like I said, number 11 was Darth Vader, so let's go into 10. 10 is the shark from Jaws. Number 9, Pinhead. Number 8, Lex Luthor. So there you go, the comic book version, mind you. Which he's been basically killed, brought back, a president, conqueror of worlds. Hey, number 7 is the Borg from Star Trek The Next Generation. Number 6, Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins, of course, making that character very, very, Very famous. So what we got? We get after this. Hey, we only got five more to go, and we'll read all those down in just a little bit. First, though, we're gonna play the Franz Ferdinand. You Could Have It So Much Better. The number one song I'm gonna play, or the first song I'm gonna play, is the Do You Want To, which was, of course, really big, lots of radio play. After that, it's going to be I'm Your Villain. Kind of a theme, a little bit of a theme going on there with the 100 Greatest Villains. Why don't we play it? I said, computer, why don't we play it?
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said, I'm gonna make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know that it's you. You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky. Do you want?
goodness, this has been a great episode of Spankwagon Radio. I mean, a great, great episode. Now, one thing I got to say, real quick, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher. And got to say, we only got a couple moments left, a couple minutes left together, so we better finish up our lists. Of the top 100 villains, let's cover the last five. Zombies from Dawn of the Dead. Good choice. Doctor Doom, the greatest Marvel supervillain, if I've ever thought so. Emperor Palpatine, or Palpatine, because he goes by different names, from Star Wars. Hey, he orchestrated the whole thing, top to bottom. Pazuzu, yes, the demon from the Exorcist film, the original, 73. And the number one greatest villain of all time, yes, the everybody's favorite pasty-faced sociopath, the Joker. All right, so what we're going to do right now is conclude Spankwagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher. We got a bunch of people we need to thank. First off, let's thank a bunch of people. First off, LV Rocks for broadcasting the show, normally hosting us live in studio, but today just broadcasting it out. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Radio for Me. Now, as I said, if you want to be our friend, well, you got to go to myspace.com/spankwagon and join. Join our friends list. So let's say a bunch of random, no particular order, friends. LV Racing Scene, Jay, Angel, Riff Revolution, Skatered, Jackie Lynn, Claude Balls, hey, we know him, Harley Quinn, and Carnage, just to name a few friends of Spankwagon. Again, check us out online. You can go to spankwagon.net, get us live, get us in the archive. It doesn't matter. It's all good. I've been your host, Trencher. This has been a Show Not Show Double Down special. We wish everybody have a good night, and we will be back next week for another show.